Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We're going to go right to our WWL news director, Dave Cohen, with some developing news concerning a plane crash earlier today in New Orleans. Dave?
Christian, we are now able to report that one of the victims in that plane crash near Lakefront Airport today was veteran New Orleans TV reporter and anchor Nancy Parker. Parker was in the stunt plane shooting a story for WVUE Fox 8 News when the plane crashed just outside of the airport property in a fiery ball that left both her and the pilot dead on the scene. As she was a veteran reporter here in New Orleans, 23 years she worked here in New Orleans for Fox 8 WVUE after moving here in 1996. The mother of three children and her husband, Glenn Boyd, currently the public information officer at the Jefferson Parish Sheriff's Office. They met when he was a reporter at ABC 26 News. Again, we have confirmed now and can report that veteran New Orleans TV reporter and anchor Nancy Parker and the pilot of that small plane both died in that crash today near Lakefront Airport, Christian.
Now,
heartbreaking news.
Now, Dave, I heard you say like stunt pilot. What does that mean? I mean, was it just an observation that maybe you're trying to, I don't know, describe what stunt pilots do, or what is the background?
No, it's our understanding that Parker was on assignment. Her photographer was actually at Lakefront Airport when the plane crashed. She and the photographer had gone to the airport working on this story. Apparently, they were doing a story about this pilot and his stunt plane. Apparently, Parker was going to be shooting video inside of the plane as the pilot was flying over New Orleans, and that plane went down. The FAA and the NTSB have both been called in to investigate the cause of the plane crash. And Fox 8 hasn't told us much more about what was happening other than saying, quote, Parker was shooting a story in the stunt plane. So we know she was on assignment. We know that plane went down. And it's got to be very difficult for not only the staff and the reporters at Fox 8 who were on the scene when it happened and then responded to the scene to report it, but really everyone who works in this market in news for the last two plus decades knows Nancy Parker. She was, I had occasion to work with her many times over the years. She was one of the genuinely nicest people you would ever meet. Very talented, but just a wonderful woman. And, you know, it was just a few years ago that she became the author of children's books. She published two books, the first in 2010 and the second in 2013. The first one was called The Adventures of Yat and Dat, What's Cooking? And then she had a sequel to that children's book called The Adventures of Yat and Dat Superdome. So a mother of three, a wife, a journalist, and a children's author. Just such a wonderful time she spent here in New Orleans. She grew up in Alabama and actually got her journalism degree from the University of Alabama and had lived here and made Louisiana her home, though, for the last 23 years.
Dave, certainly our hearts and prayers go out to the Parker family, her husband, her kids, the community, Fox 8. It's a devastating, tragic story.
Yeah, and, you know, it was – I actually when Fox 8 first reported the plane crash, obviously they knew that this was the plane that Nancy Parker was on. But Rob Masson, who is an alum of WWL Radio, worked with us for many years. I could see when he was reporting on Fox 8 TV that he seemed very emotional about this story. And as you know, reporters have to keep themselves together when reporting on any tragedy. And Rob, a veteran reporter, I could tell something was different about this story to him, though. Out of respect to the Boyd Parker family, to her husband, her children, her mother, her family in Alabama, I think that's why they did not immediately report this. They wanted to make sure that they found out through appropriate channels and didn't find out through the news about the death. But I could tell something was going on. And when he reported that they had a crew at Lakefront Airport when it happened, all the pieces started falling into place and it became pretty clear rather quickly what was happening. There was some indication on social media and on the internet, speculation about the fact that Nancy Parker may have been on this plane, but it was just moments ago that Fox 8 confirmed that the Parker family was ready to release it, and that's why we are now able to report again that one of the two victims on this plane that crashed just off of the property at New Orleans Lakefront Airport was Nancy Parker. We do not have the name of the pilot, but the pilot was the other victim who died in this crash.
Dave, this is a tough one, I'm sure. But thanks. Appreciate it.
Yeah, you bet, guys. Thank you.
Thanks, Dave. Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.